verschil op Krijgerberg 104 FM.
Wonderlik, ons gesels oor leierskap. Why is it so important? How to develop it? How do you prepare a person for that? And where does this thing of excellence, where does it fit in? But we now reach the stage of session number 6. As jy van die sessies gemis het, asseblief maak kontak, kry die inligting, dit is op podcast. Maar ons het nog 2 lekker sessies. In ons laaste sessie gaan ons gesels oor finishing well. But today, we're going to talk about something else. Now, let me explain to you. I know, when you talk about leadership, you know, it's not about your IQ. While I was at business school, we talk a lot about EQ, but you got to have the right emotional intelligence. Then we were also another discussion about what about your SQ, your spiritual intelligence. But then I asked my 2 special people, do you have something else? And they talk about a relationship. To me, it's like something that you can measure. It's very important. Where does this fit in with leadership? Why is it so important? How do we develop it? What is it all about? So again, I'm going to ask Bruce, start with us, Bruce, where does this fit in? Tell us more about this. Why is it so important in terms of leadership and leadership development?
Well, we've talked about servant leadership, and Jesus said he did not come to be served, but to serve, give his life a ransom for many. He gave his life up for people. And so leadership and servant leadership is all about the person. It's who you're serving and how are you serving. So as we think about that from a leadership standpoint, the leadership has to value and care for the people. Jesus actually said, greater love has no one than this. One laid down his life for his friend. And Paul actually said in Philippians, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. So that's really at the heart of a leader, is that they value people, they respect people, they care for people. It's building this relationship with people that people are more valuable or as valuable as the result, because you won't get the result if you don't value people. It starts in the home. It starts in loving your family and your wife, but then it moves outward. And so if I don't have that relationship with people and a love for other people, I'm going to be a gonging symbol. It's just going to make a lot of noise without that love.
So we're talking about a relationship. And I know it's important, but I'm going to again throw this question back to Leon. I said, Leon, we're living in a world, and you've heard what Bruce said. It's crucial. It's vital. We need to develop it. We need to start at home. But it's not always easy, and I'm sure sometimes we're going to mess it up and we're going to make mistakes. Any advice from your experience and your wisdom and things that you want to share with us about why this is so important as part of leadership?
Well, if I say to you today that I've never made a mistake, then I'll tell a lie. We all make mistakes. It depends really what is our handbook on life. Either I can read a lot of development books from the whatever bookshelf you want to take it from, or I can spend time with God's word and really get the message of what life is about. Jesus said, go and make disciples. And you can't make disciples unless you spend time with them. And when you spend time with people, you build a relationship with people. You get to know that person. You know what that person likes, what that person dislikes, or where he wants to go or she wants to go. Whatever the case is, you get under the influence of that person, if I can call it that, and really understand the likes and dislikes of that person. And once I know that, then I can develop that in a relational way to find out more of the people, and that will give me an idea of who that person really is. And a relationship really is built on that knowledge and how I develop that relationship. If I do not have a relationship, then I can just put out a whole lot of words that is meaningless in the conversation. But in the end, we must look at what fruit will come from that relationship.
Oh, that's wonderful. And to our listeners, I love what Leon said, and my understanding is also understanding your unique design. And you know, Leon, what I've done in the past, I love talking to people by asking them just a couple of fundamental questions. And the question that I love asking them, tell me who you are. Tell me why you exist. Tell me who's the master of your life. Tell me about your mission in life. Tell me about where do you see yourself 3, 4, 5 years. And even necessary, I love being an industrial psychologist, assessing and helping people look at their strengths. things just to understand their design, because that's so important when you want to build relationships. But this is just my side. That's why, you know, I'm passionate about it, but I've got my two special people. I want them to talk and talk and talk. Bruce, what do you want to add on?
Well, I want to pick up on what Leon said and your question about if I've messed up. Well, we are going to have difficulties. There's going to be struggles and challenges. So if I've messed up, first of all, I got to own it. I've got to take responsibility. Did I do something that was not right, or did I hurt somebody? And so I have to not blame and look to somebody else. I need to look at myself first. But then if I have done that, then I need to either go to the person and admit it and ask for forgiveness and to be able to make it right. Because that's what's going to restore the relationship. And if a relationship is not restored, there's going to be division, there's going to be disunity, and things will fall apart. But oftentimes, it's some of those struggles will actually be stronger because I've walked through that valley in order to get to a place of a greater unity. We all know this, whether it's in the family or our wives or our husbands, is that we have to fall on the sword first. We have to die to self and let the other person ask for forgiveness and to build that up, that relationship.
So important. And I love your emphasis on vision, because often when there's a vision and another vision, that is often what we call it, like a division. So how do we fix it when you are in that valley? How do you turn it around? Because at the end of the day, we talk about unity and we talk about working together and fixing these type of things. Leon, anything from your side on this very important topic about relationships, and, you know, any advice that you have for us?
Well, for me, I think simplicity is a very good thing to look at in a relationship. Just to keep it simple, just to keep it smart, in the sense that you give all the detail that you can to the client and to try and satisfy the client's needs, but also look at the client as a whole. I haven't got a degree, a psychology degree or university degree, or I've come through the College of Knowledge, which is the everyday business world. And the experience that I have in that, I try to put that together to the best of my ability and to use that for God's honor at the end of the day, because I would want to honor him first of all, and I want to honor my client secondly, to give them the best that I can for the purposes that they called me in. And I have also the opportunity to look at further in dealing with that client, not just on a business level, but on a spiritual level as well.
Wonderful. And just for our listeners, I just want to highlight something. Leon do have a PhD. He studied at the College of Knowledge, but his PhD standing for prophetic in his domain. How's that for a PhD? Amen. Am I right?
So thank you.
I love your, and now you are a CEO of your own life. Bruce, you want to say something before we close?
Yes. Just relationships. It is about we need one another. A leader doesn't have all the skills, the gifts, the talents, and we need one another. We need each other's strengths. We need each other's weaknesses. In my weakness, I need your strength. In your weakness, you need my strength. So the weakness actually holds us together for us to function in our strengths. But a leader needs all of these gifts, and that's what a teamwork is at the end of the day. It's bringing all of these gifts together to create something greater, to accomplish something greater, and to have a synergism for what God wants to do at the end of the day.
Amen. Wonderlik. Vir ons luisteraars, sessie nommer 6, dis lekker. Ek kan net aangaan en aangaan en aangaan. But I want to leave my number, my mobile number for you. It's 082-88-29903. Ek herhaal gou 082-88-29903. As jy nou ons geluister het en jy hou van wat ons hoor en jy wil dit verder vat en implementeer waar jy is, skakel my, stuur vir my 'n boodskap hier, stuur my jou e-mailadres en stuur vir jou verdere inligting aan. Leierskap is vir my uiters belangrik. Ons maak 'n verskil in lewe daar buite, maar dit begin by jouself. Ons het lekker gesels. Volgende week sessie nommer 7, ons eindig ons reeks, but it's going to be on this very important topic about finishing well. Finishing well, not only finishing well, but finishing with your calling, finishing with your design, finishing with your passion as a leader. I'm looking forward to that session, and I want to say again from my side, keep on listening, keep on making a difference. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best Amen. Is still in front of you, and I'm looking forward to take you through the final season. Be blessed and go make a difference.
Opnames van Maak 'n verskil is te kry op Potgooi via Tygerberg 104 FM se app, oftewel toepassing.